June 10th, 2016. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everybody. It's the Morning Mix. Jude Robinson and JW Friday.
Yes, Friday the 10th. Good morning, JW. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Looking forward to some wonderful things this weekend?
Absolutely.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
So the weather, in case you want to know, for your weekend activities.
I do.
Today, we're going to have a high of 84 with a chance of potential overcast skies. Tonight, the low is 51, chance of showers. Then tomorrow, lasting through the day, high of 71 with a low of 44 in the evening. And Sunday, another chance of thunderstorms, about 30%, with a high of 72 and then a low of 42. So looking pretty good.
So I've been living here for 5 years, and for 4 years now, I have planted my spring flowers in these flower pots on my deck. I always wait until Father's Day, or maybe a few days before Father's Day.
Right.
And this year, it's nice and warm, and everything. Like, ah, man, I'm going for it. So I put them in, and as soon as I put them in, all of a sudden, this cold front showed up. It hasn't showed up yet, but it showed up on people's radar that it's going to be coming through starting sometime tomorrow. So we have lows of 42. So we are above frost still.
I think you're going to be okay.
I think we're going to be okay. The problem is I live at an elevation. I call it Ice Station Zebra, where the wind blows and the temperature plummets.
But it's beautiful. Can you bring them in the house?
Oh, no, there's too many.
Maybe put a little blanket over them.
Yeah, there's like 175 of them, but I think they'll be okay.
I think they're going to be okay. They're hardy. We got to be hardy here.
Yeah.
And if they don't make it, they were never meant to be.
You know, today's a celebration, but it's just a sad day anyway. We're laying Muhammad Ali to rest.
Yes.
And for folks that would like to catch this on TV, I believe CBS and ESPN will be covering the procession as well as the actual funeral, where Bill Clinton and Billy Crystal and other people will be speaking. And I think that starts East Coast time around 1 o'clock, so around 11 o'clock our time. But check your local TV stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And spend a moment of time. If you can't see it, just take a deep breath and remember that amazing man.
Yeah.
And all that he did. He was just quite a...
I had an opportunity to meet him twice, and both times, I mean, everything that everybody has said about him is he's so present and he's so focused on you like you're the most important person in the world. Once he was coming out of a diner in Citrus Hills, Florida, and I was with my daughter, 29 years old today. She was 7 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. And I saw him coming across a parking lot, and I couldn't believe it. You know, when you see Muhammad Ali, he said, "Champ, is that you?" And he put his arms out, big wingspan, and we went up to each other, gave me a big hug. It was great. Second time I saw him, which is bizarre, I was running through an airport in Atlanta. I was late for a flight, and I saw Ali sitting all by himself, no entourage or anything. And this is 1996. And I went up to him and said, "Champ, is that, you know," I wasn't sure. And, and you know, he said he remembered, but I don't think he did.
I'll bet he did.
Oh, no, no.
I'm sure.
But you know, you never know. But anyway, I said, "You know, what are you doing, man? You know, do you have anybody to help you? Can I help you with anything?" And just as I was saying that, a whole bunch of people showed up to help him. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't connect the dots. I didn't put two and two together. But that was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that night, secret, stealth, super, super top secret, he was the man, and he lit the Olympic torch in Atlanta.
Oh.
And it was just incredible.
That is amazing.
I remember all the speculation about who's going to light that torch, and there were all sorts of names being bantered around. It was him.
I've seen him twice in an airport as well, and once in a surprise. He made a surprise appearance at a Lenny Kravitz concert, / actually wheeled him out. But both times in the airport, nobody was with him. He was just on his own, doing his thing. A beautiful man. Just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. He was pretty.
He was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I thought I'd do, or thought we would do, as you and I talked about this, is we didn't know how to honor him other than maybe throughout the show, maybe now and maybe at the bottom of the hour, maybe the top of the hour if we have time, just a couple of facts about Muhammad Ali. And so let me just throw this out. The whole thing started in Rome in 1960 when Muhammad Ali flew to Europe. First time he's, I think, one of the first times he's ever been on an airplane. But he was so scared that he insisted on wearing a parachute in the plane.
Oh, that's so cute.
And that's the first half of it. And the second half of the Olympic story, not so pretty. And that's so he is now returned home with an Olympic gold around his neck. And he entered a diner in Kentucky with the gold medal, showing it to people. And the waitress said, "I'm sorry, we don't serve Negroes." And he said, "That's okay. I don't eat them either." But anyway, you know, yes. That's a sign of the times back in the 60s.
Wow. Wow. Just so. And he just was so graceful.
Yeah.
Always.
So if we have time, maybe a couple of other factoids as the show progresses.
I hope so.
But here's what's cooking. First of all, we've done weather. We have Rob Harmon with us, who is a singer-songwriter. It's not his profession because he's an engineer. But he's very passionate about his music. He is with us this morning, and he's going to play two or three songs for us. And once again, we were introduced to Rob by Elizabeth Harza, who, you know, is just really cool. She's introduced us to a lot of music. We'll have weekend events down at the bottom of the hour. Then we have Jason Dyer and Alex Meachin, who will be here to talk about Olympic Day, June 15th and 18th. And they're going to be telling us about programs here in Park City and in Salt Lake. Well, let's see. At 9:45, we have the one and the only Rick Bruff, who's Woo-hoo. Going to talk about summer blockbuster movies and anything else that may be on Rick's mind.
There's plenty. There is plenty.
I've never had a conversation with him that wasn't interesting, colorful, and just fun.
He's like the worldwide Rick.
If time permits, stuff and junk at the top of the hour. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. We'll return with Rob Harmon after these messages.
Explore the place where Olympic dreams came true in 2002. Utah Olympic Park is open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stroll through the free Alf Ingen Ski Museum and Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum, or take a guided tour and learn the inner workings and remarkable stories of this amazing Olympic venue.
Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, Park City resident and KPCW fan. Our practice specializes in offering a wide array of solutions for knee and shoulder problems. More information is available on our website at davidsonorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is State Farm agent Benita Vanderkoy, longtime supporter of KPCW. With over 23 years of State Farm experience, I assist clients with insurance and financial services needs in Wasatch and Summit counties. My new office is located in the Redstone Shopping Center near Whole Foods. I can still be reached at 435-657-2220.
Back to the Morning Mix. It is Friday, June 10th, and we are here with Rob Harmon. Welcome, Rob. He's our musical guest this morning, and he's here. He's got some fantastic music. I listened to what you've got last night on the intranet.
Well, thank you.
And excited, just really excited to have you here. What's the first song you're going to play for us?
This song is called "I Could See Myself Loving You," and this is the, if you like happy, sappy love songs that the guy gets the girl
Very
and
much.
It works out in the end.
Of course.
Pay attention, because this is the only one I got.
This is it. All right.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
First dates never were my favorite thing, more like a job interview. But I recall the way we walked in the park, so easy talking to you. We both were nervous as we stood on the porch, but I went in for the kiss. We said goodnight, and as I floated away, I thought to myself, here's a chance I'd better not miss. I could see myself loving you, adoring all the little things you do. I could see you break my heart in two. Maybe I should pass you by. Someday we'll drive each other crazy. I know right now it's nothing more than a big fat maybe. I could see myself loving you more and more as time goes by. I felt so comfortable, I handed you my heart. That whole first year flew on by. They say relationships are nothing but work, but it seems we barely had to try. I can still feel the ring in my pocket and how my hands began to sweat. My voice was shaky, I got down on one knee. You answered with these words I'll never forget. I could see myself loving you. I adore the little things you do. You better never break my heart in two, boy. Glad I didn't pass you by. Can't wait to have your babies. My answer's positively not just a big fat maybe. I could see myself loving you more and more as time goes by. This afternoon I drove as fast as I could. I think I almost kept my cool. And as you placed our baby girl in my arms, I looked in her eyes. Without a doubt I knew I could see myself loving you. I'll adore every little thing you do. I'm never gonna break your heart in two or let a moment pass me by. Someday you'll probably drive me crazy. My love for you will never feel like a big fat maybe. I could see myself loving you more and more as time goes by. I could see myself loving you more and more as time goes by.
Wow.
Thank you.
Live in the studio in the morning mix, Rob Harmon. So, you're not out doing the coffee, the coffee circuit deal. You are an engineer in Salt Lake City.
I am. I started playing the guitar as a teenager and started writing songs even then. And I never followed it as a profession, but I always kept doing it. And even as I got busier in life, I continue to get the guitar out and play. And started getting real serious about writing songs again, probably about 2008. So I guess I'm about 8 years into kind of actually getting out and doing the coffee circuit a little bit and open mics and playing bars and restaurant gigs here and there. I don't do as many as someone that does it for a living. Obviously, I do it here and there, but it's really a fun thing. And it's the writing process and then being able to share your songs when you have something done that you're kind of proud of with people is kind of a cool thing to me. And it's a real blessing in my life that I get to do that.
And you live in Heber. I'll just tell you with that last song, excuse me, that was so sweet. And I have two daughters, and I hope that their lives are that kind of sweetness that you had in your song.
Yeah, there's definitely none of the bad parts of life come out in that song. That's all the good stuff.
That would be the next song you're going to
play. Yeah, hopefully we can always focus on the good stuff. And, there's good and bad in life. But that song is, the scene at the end where he looks into his daughter's eyes is there's a lot of parts of that song that are actually truthful to my experience in life. But that one especially is that moment when my first baby girl was born, and you just make that eye contact with your kid and you kind of have that bonding moment.
That's the love when it's
that's kind of what inspired me going to that. I started the song, the process of writing a song, you don't know where it's going to be when it starts, but kind of when I came up with that part at the end with her, with the baby girl, it was like, that's the song right there. Yep. That's what it is. Yep. So
what is your songwriting process?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say that every song comes out the same. For me, you always hear this, is it lyrics first or is it melody first? For me, usually I'm fiddling around on the guitar with some chords that are interesting and maybe a little riff or something. And then I start humming along and singing some nonsense words to it and kind of, if there's a melody that comes out of that I like, then I stick with that. And that might be something I'll go back to the guitar and play. I might sit down and try to write a song right there if I feel real inspired, but usually I'll go back and forth quite a number of times and play that out and mess around with it. And then eventually maybe there's a word or two or phrase or two that comes into my mind while I'm doing that and kind of fits, and then I just build a song around that. Other times I'll start with a title or a hook. If I have an idea, I have an app on my phone, just the regular Notes app that everybody has on an iPhone. And anytime I think of a potential title, if somebody says something in a meeting at work, I'm like pulling out my phone and going typing it in. And then you go back to that, and sometimes you go back to it and you go, I don't know why I thought that was good. That's kind of stupid. Why did I write that down? But sometimes, you know, if I go back and look at that list, there's 6 or 7 songs I've written that are on the list. You know, they were ideas I wrote down. So I kind of start with either a melody, kind of little riff, or just an idea on a title and a, or a hook, what they call a hook for a song, and then build around that.
That's great, and very balancing as well with balancing career, what you do in your daily life, and then also what you do as your creative and your creative life. So what's your next song that you're going to play for us?
This next song is a song I wrote a few years ago. It's the title track to my CD. It's called Just Another Sunday. I've got a capo on this one, so let me make sure I don't have any strings messed up before.
And Rob, how can people get your music?
I have a CD that can be ordered off of my website. I have a website at www.robharman.net. Frankly, I probably have not been the most technologically advanced. I should have this thing on CD Baby and all that stuff. It's kind of funny. My son, I have a 16-year-old son that has a band, and he's a really talented kid. He's going to be in here someday soon, probably. And he's got a little EP that they did, and they've already got that on CD Baby. That's I noticed great. The other day, and I still don't have mine. So
give him $15 and have him do yours.
But yeah, you can order it off of my website and or at shows when I'm playing around. And I do intend to play quite a bit more this summer if I can than I have in the past for a little while.
We have young folks in here, singer-songwriters, and, you know, how can people get your music? Well, I'm on iTunes, I'm on this.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
they're on
that,
everything, Rhapsody.
You know,
and
right, yeah.
My son Josh and his friends come over here to Park City busking on Main Street every chance they get. I'm like, yeah. Where were you? Oh, we were busking.
And what is busking?
Just playing on the street musicians.
Oh,
well, have them contact us, morningmix@kpcw.org.
Yeah, I probably will.
So live on the Morning Mix, this is Rob Harmon.
It's another Sunday morning. I stare into my cup and check the news. There ain't nothing in these headlines that's gonna tell me if you feel the way I do. You called it indiscretion, said we took a step or two across the line. Just another Sunday morning, you in your world, me alone in mine. I do my best to play it cool. You know I've been your fool since long before that kiss. My heart is not a mystery to you, though we both pretend it is. Your poker face is better, even still I catch a glimpse from time to time. Leaves me wondering what you're wondering. You in your world, me alone in mine. Moments from the past, they probably shouldn't last more than a day. Wish that I could ask, no way I could ever ask you, is it us or
only me who waits. I probably should move on. Try to find somebody else who I can hold. A willing heart, more open with her feelings, not afraid to let them show. But the sweetest true confession from another could not ever satisfy. I'm forever contemplating you in your world and me alone in mine. It's another Sunday morning, you in your world and me alone in mine.
Thank you.
Wow. You wrote that last Sunday?
I definitely
got to tune up. Not last Sunday.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I probably wrote that on a lot of Sundays. That's probably how it got its name.
And then Fridays are the song just before this.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes quickly.
That's a nice country western.
Yeah, well, Friday is the drinking
sound
song.
To it.
There we go.
That one's the
Liquid Courage.
Yeah, this one's the drinking coffee in the morning and thinking about the drinking song, I guess.
Can you play one more for us?
I can.
Great.
Let me just the curse of being a singer songwriter is you can't let the band keep carrying the song and just keep singing and fix the string that's out. And I had a string go out in that. And maybe you guys couldn't hear it, but I could.
I couldn't hear it.
So. Let me just make sure I'm in tune.
I've got
here.
My right ear on
okay,
my
well, do you
headphones
guys,
a little
would you funky. Guys like to hear kind of a funny, silly song, or do yes. you want to hear a serious?
What about a Friday drinking song? It's Friday.
This is a song about a guy that is probably the most optimistic person in the world, and maybe to his own detriment. It's called Things Are Looking Up.
Rob Harmon live on the Morning Mix.
I shouted, "Hey, I know that guy," above the music in the club. I yelled, "Bartender, turn it up. My brand new broker's on TV. I guess you wish you all could meet him. I guess in 10 to 15 years, he'd tell us all if he were here just what the hell's a Ponzi scheme. Things are looking up. Just heard from Publishers Clearing House. Emailed the number of my bank account. Big money from Nigeria ought to be here any day. Things are looking up. Inviting all you folks to come in here. The greatest timeshare pitch I've heard in years. I hope you'll join my pyramid today. And Mama told me that free lunch isn't free. I guess she never heard of this, 'cause things are really looking up for me. Well, her letters never mentioned dreams of higher education, but I gave her money for tuition. I know we'd barely met. Now I watch her disappear. My betrothed mail order bride. Friends say she took me for a ride, but that's just her shiny new Corvette. Things are looking up. I got a brand new can of spray on hair. I bought some men's control top underwear. I'm on the market now and I'm stepping up my game. Things are looking up. Those enlargement pills have me intrigued, though I assure you that there is no need. According to the ad, I've everything to gain. And Mama warned me that free lunch isn't free. I guess she never heard of this. Things are really looking up for me. Tropical vacation, island paradise.
sounded pretty nice. Then I woke up in a bathtub filled with ice. But things are looking up. Someone was kind enough to leave a note. Instructions right beside the telephone, advising me to dial 911. Things are looking up. I think that EMT is sweet on me. She asked me twice for my hotel room key. I bet she'll be here waiting when I'm done. And to think my mama told me free lunch isn't free. I guess she never heard of this. 'Cause things are really looking up. Oh Lord, help me not to screw this up. Things are really looking up for me. Thank you.
Live in the Morning Mix, Rob Harmon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's been great.
We'd love to have you back. This is KPCW in Park City, the Morning Mix. When we return, weekend events, and Jason Dyer and Alex Meachin from Olympic Day to tell us about those events on the 15th and the 18th. This, of course, is the Morning Mix, live local music in the Wasatch back. And here is Robin Cage, one of our local musicians, and her song, Born in the Desert.
I finally found you.
And that was Robin Cage, who is a frequent guest here on The Morning Mix. Well, it's time for weekend events. Park City Farmers Market each Wednesday, Canyons Village of Park City. It starts up again. It's 12 noon until 6 p.m., and it's going to run until just about the end of October, October 26th. So it recurs every Wednesday, and it's in the Cabriolet parking lot at the bottom of the canyons.
And then Noise is Off is a behind-the-curtain romp about putting on a show. It starts with a disastrous dress rehearsal prior to the show opening, in which cues are routinely missed, props are misplaced, and no one makes their entrance or exit in time. That is playing for this entire weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. are the evening shows. Sunday at 6 p.m., contact the Egyptian Theater box office for ticket information.
Every Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is geocaching at Swanner Preserve. It includes a GPS device and all sorts of other cool stuff to find different things. Anyway, again, Wednesday, every Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. More information at Swanner Eco Center website.
And then we've got the grand opening and frost-free event. All are welcome for the grand opening event at the new community garden. Check out what they're growing in the demonstration garden. See the garden's plots as they rent to the community and what they're up to. You can even visit the Pollinator and Firewise Gardens. And don't forget to visit the Beehive, home of 10,000 docile honeybees. They will also have kids and adult gardening activities this Sunday, June 12th, 10 a.m. till noon at the Summit County Gardens.
Park Silly Sunday Market is rocking again, and that goes until probably sometime the end of August. So that is every Sunday, and that goes from 10 a.m. through about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Just a couple other quick ones for you. Bonanza Campsite is a two-day concert with a whole bunch of bands. It is the other side of the land dam at Jordanelle. You can go to Bonanza Campsite website, or you can just cruise over there and check that out. And also for music, tonight at the Spur, Mud Puddle. Tomorrow night at the Spur, Hell Caminos, both bands starting at 9:30. And at OP Rockwell, Oregon starts tonight at about 9:30 p.m.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Well, let's see. We'll kill this music here. Here we go. So now joining us here in the studio are a couple of gentlemen, Jason Dyer and Alex Meachin, from to talk to us about Olympic Day. And just to give you a little background on this, number one, Olympic Day started in 1948. There's 160 countries that take part in this thing, and it's really to commemorate the birth of the modern Olympic Games. So 160 countries are involved. Of course, the United States is involved. There's a couple thousand events in our country. Two of those events are in Utah. That's why we're here, to talk to Jason and Alex. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. Welcome. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Thanks.
Tell us about Olympic Day and what's cooking here in Utah.
Well, we'll start with June 15th, Wednesday, June 15th, this coming Wednesday. We have Olympic Day down in Kearns, Utah, at the Olympic Oval, just on basically the west side of Salt Lake County. It's a great family event. We're going to have some Olympians, signing autographs, mingling with people. We're also going to have six food trucks from the Food Truck League there. So you get some good tasty eats while checking it out. And we're also going to have free admission to ice skating and some bounce houses. It's going to be a really good time. Just good, fun family activities and obviously promoting what we have for Olympics.
That sounds great, Jason. Hey, Alex, what do we know about extreme tubing?
So extreme tubing was a activity just launched at the Olympic Park last year, where you take inner tubes and actually go down the K64 and K90 ski jumps that the Olympians went off in 2002. And I was doing it last night during testing, and you reach really high speeds. It's a lot of fun, and it's actually pretty cheap. Passes are just $20 for one ride down the hill.
Hey, you look pretty good. You didn't bang yourself up too bad.
Not too much. It was a lot of fun, especially getting it ready for all of the guests this weekend as we launch into our summer season.
Yeah, that can be tubing can be a little crazy. My daughter had a tubing accident just with school, but there were no tubes. It was more of a bunch of kids from a AP biology class flying down the half pipe.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, a little road rash.
Yeah, sounds good. So events on the 15th and the 18th.
Yes.
The event in Kearns, tell us about that.
So the event Kearns is what I just talked about.
Oh.
We're going to have, you know, like I said, we'll have some national Olympian figure, speed skaters from long and short track there.
And that's at the Olympic Oval
in Kearns.
That's
at the Olympic Oval at Kearns. Okay. But you got to remember also on the 18th, we have, which is Saturday, we'll have up here in Park City at the Park City Olympic Park, we'll have another Olympic Day, you know, celebrating those sports that are hosted there. Alex, you want to fill me in on some of that?
So Olympic Day on the 18th at the park just down in Kimball Junction runs from 12 to 4, and it will have food, music, crafts for the kids, bounce houses, Olympian meet and greet, as well as sports demonstrations from the National Ability Center. And all of this is free, so everyone should come check it out. Great to bring the family up and see what the Olympic Park has going this summer.
And this is Utah Olympic Park, where the ski jumps are and the bobsled run is and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, indeed. And you can try out all of those activities. The Comet bobsled is now up and running, so that's a great activity for those who are 13 and older.
Wow. And now, are either of you Olympians, or have you ever had dreams of being an Olympian?
I had dreams a long time ago of being an Olympian. I was a competitive level snowboarder, but yeah, my knees told me different. So
isn't
a couple surgeries
funny?
Later, yeah, it's funny how
the
that happens.
The truthsayers.
Yep.
Called knees.
Like many in Utah, I love skiing, but I was never good enough to actually make an Olympic team or get anywhere close. So I enjoy watching it on TV and supporting Team USA, but I was never anywhere close to that.
Yeah.
In 2002, right before the Olympics, I took a ride on the one of the bobsleds, and I was with the Jamaican coach of the Jamaican bobsled team, and I think the coach of the women's bobsled team, and one other person and myself. And I was thinking about this. We're getting ready to go on. I'm thinking, you know, the only downside of this is it doesn't last that long. It only lasts about a minute or so. Well, when I saw that finish line, I was saying, thank God this is over. Because, you know, you get into, I forget which turns they are, but there's a couple of turns in there, bang, 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 and your head's just flying around. And yeah, it's pretty wild.
You pull a couple G's on one of those turns, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're pulling 4 to 5 G's on some of the turns, and the finish is actually uphill just because you have so much speed coming in that you need to be going uphill just to slow down into the finish.
Yeah. I saw that finish line. Thank you very much.
When I did it, I couldn't see the finish line. My helmet had fallen down over my eyes in the first turn. And I was just keeping my eyes closed, hoping not to bash my helmet into anybody.
Yeah, but you call that bucket list type of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially living in Utah, everyone has to do it since that's what the Olympians were doing. And it's such
a
great facility we have just in our backyard.
Absolutely, yeah. Where exactly is Kearns?
Kearns is it's about 4,800 west and between 6,200 and 5,400 south.
Okay.
So yeah, you can hit it right off the 215, or you can come off the 15 as well to go to it. Very easy to get to. I mean, here from Park City, you can hit it in what, about 30-35 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Down the hill.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, put it in coast.
Okay, June 15th and June 18th, break a leg. Hope you have a real good turnout on Olympic Day. Anything you want to say about Olympic Day in general with all these other countries? What sort of events are other countries planning, if you know anything about them?
Some of the other countries, I know there's a couple places, like out in Europe, obviously. You know, soccer's here. It's huge in the U.S., but they do a lot of that stuff out in Europe. Once again, it's done during the summer, so the winter events don't get as much praise just due to, you know, it being warmer outside. You know, I think there's some track and field events in Spain. It's rounded and specific towards, you know, what's the big focus in those areas. Obviously, here in Utah, the winter focus is huge. You go into Colorado, and you have down in Colorado Springs, they have the gymnastic teams located there and things like that. So,
well, it's exciting. We're looking forward to participating. We can find some more out about this on the web.
Yeah, correct. You can either go UtahOlympicLegacy.org, and you can choose the park or the oval to go to.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Mm-hmm.
Jason Dyer, Alex Meachin, Olympic Day, June 15th down in Kearns, June 18th up here at the Olympic Park, where the bobsled and the ski jumps are. Thanks for joining us this morning. When we return, the one, the only, Rick Broth will return right after these messages. 70 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios, 9:46 in the morning. Let's start the weekend.
Wasatch Brew Pub, a KPCW sponsor of Friday's Morning Mix, will be participating in Savor the Summit, Park City's outdoor dinner party down the center of Main Street. It celebrates food, drink, and music on Saturday, June 18th. More information about Savor the Summit and the Wasatch Brew Pub at 250 Main Street is available at wasatchbeers.com.
This is Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW supporter. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our communities. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, local communities, and employees. Information at epicpromise.com.
Hi, this is Charlie Taylor with New Park Terrace and Crandall Capital, delighted to support local radio and KPCW. New Park Terrace offers new townhomes with walkable access to shopping, dining, nightlife, public health club, the Park City Trail systems, and more. Located in the heart of New Park Town Center, more information can be found at newparkterrace.com or 435-602-9995. Love.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix, and we have now the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rick Bruff here in the studio to talk about all things Blockbuster.
Blockbuster and summer movie, yeah. Well, I had to find a little something to set the mood, so crank that up just a little bit, John.
Oh, okay. Let's move you a little closer to your mic there.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you.
Can hear me, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, me. Yes, yeah. Mine. All right, my voice. How's that?
Oh. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I know. Ethel just gave me
Rick,
the...
Rick, what were we just listening to there?
Oh, well, you're not up on your summer movies of the 80s, if you have to ask, but hey, it's The Goonies.
Oh, Cindy man.
Lauper,
I never got into The Goonies.
Oh,
The Goonies are good enough.
Yeah.
I knew that was Cindy Lauper. I was distracted with my... With my instruction.
With getting set up.
Yes.
Hey, Rick, you just need to get a little closer to your microphone. There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we always have enlightening conversations when you're with us, and it's great to have you here on the Morning Mix. We've had our hootenanny this morning. You missed that.
Shindig Hullabaloo American Bandstand.
That's what it is. Every Friday morning.
Yeah. But you wanted to, I guess, just review briefly what possible summer blockbusters people might be interested in.
And
actually, the radio station credit says the most exciting thing this summer is the Egyptian production of Noises Off, which not theater at all, but a film.
It is theater.
Not a movie at all, but theater. So. So we'll take note of that endorsement. But I mean, you guys, I know you're two of the hardest working people in show business. But I mean, do you keep an eye on the blockbusters? I mean,
our crew helps us.
Okay, but I mean, is there something this summer that you're looking forward to?
I am. You know, I think it's the 17th. Dory returns. You know Dory from the animation?
From Finding...
Finding Nemo, yeah. Dory returns. She's back. And we are so excited. We're counting down the days for that.
Uh-huh. And the sequel to Finding Nemo. And if a movie is good enough, a sequel can... You can wait, 14 years for a sequel?
I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, we're excited about that. And also, Suicide Squad. It's a little different rhythm. But we are very excited about Suicide Squad as well.
Little different contrast. Twist on the comic book movie.
Yep. How about you?
Well, I'm not sure it. I'm not sure it'll be the best movie of the summer, but the most interesting one, certainly, I'm waiting to see how it turns out, is the female Ghostbusters.
I that's on my list.
Right.
Now.
Yes.
Right.
So
with,
funny.
With Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, and Melissa McCarthy, and we're just waiting to see what there's been all sorts of controversy about it. It even gets into sexual politics about the trailer. I guess got negative reaction on one of those blog sites, Rotten Tomatoes or something. And so we have to see if the movie will redeem the trailer or not.
Will there be cameos by Bill or by Aykroyd?
That we're not sure. That's part of the fun, to see if some of the old Ghostbusters show up. And as I said on the movie panel show, it might be fun to see if I personally it would be fun to see the guy from the EPA that menaced the original Ghostbusters, if he showed up, you know, still seeking revenge after 32 years.
Anger issues there.
Anger, yes. Yeah. Still nurturing dreams of vengeance. But a certain interest in just seeing, you know, if they bring some imagination to this. It's not just, you know, taking the old story and putting the uniforms on, the Ghostbuster uniforms on women, but if they do something imaginative with it, and especially to see if it breaks the remake curse, which, if you're aware that a lot of remakes of 80s pictures just kind of bite.
Right. Well, I'm very excited to see The Shallows because and I cannot think of the actress's name, but she looks so great in her bathing suit. I'm hoping that will motivate me to get ready.
She looks great even after being...
It's a scary show,
the photo
I know.
From Entertainment Weekly. Yeah, looks great even after being attacked by a killer shark.
A huge
killer. Pass
that
over here, Rick,
I know.
Let me see that.
You're going to want to see that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, another, another morning when we It would be better if we had just a little bit of TV, but
she's very fit.
But
maybe we can get her on the show.
Yeah. That would be, maybe she could just show me what she's doing for her workout, and I could get taller and all kinds of things.
That could be like the whole thing of when Jane Fonda was in on Golden Pond. Remember that whole thing was, well, half the reaction to on Golden Pond wasn't the performances, but it was just how great Jane Fonda looked in the bathing suit scenes, and that launched her into the whole 80s thing of, you know, fitness diva.
Yep.
Now that was after Barbara, right?
Yeah,
Barbara was
On Golden Pond was after. Yep.
Yeah, it was about 12 or 14 years after that.
Yeah, because that was pretty hot movie.
Barbarella was, she was the, that was in the late 60s when that was in her, she was going out of her sets pot phase into her political protester phase.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've dated myself again. Unbelievable.
But it's newsworthy. Yeah. You weren't even born yet, JW. You heard about it.
We haven't, you haven't told us if there's something in the summer schedule that you're looking forward to.
Actually, there isn't. I don't know a lot about the. I mean, I can talk about blockbusters of the past that really caught my attention, but I was really interested in hearing from you because you give me recommendations on what I should go see.
Do you have any youthful adolescent memories of big summer movies that you stood in line for, aside from Barbarella?
I would say Jaws. And, being from Boston and spending my summers down in Falmouth on Cape Cod, and also spending time in Edgerton, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard, they were filming in 1974. And, I love the casting. You get Dreyfuss as Matt Hooper and Roy Scheider as Martin Brody, but, Robert Shaw really stole that movie. I mean, for my money, I just thought Robert Shaw was incredible.
Yeah, that was a it was great to go to whatever bid barn theater you had and stand in line and see that classic. And of course, that they gave Robert Shaw one of the great monologues of movies, where recalled being on the Indianapolis when it sunk.
Oh yeah, with the sharks.
Indianapolis speech.
Yeah, and that song he sang about bow-legged women.
Love to go swimming. Sure, with them.
Stuck. Yeah.
And, Jude, were there any big summer movie experiences from your youth?
From my youth, yes, I do remember Jaws. I remember laying on my belly watching that and having my dad come in and grab my leg. You know, there was clear, we weren't in the water, but I just remember screaming. But there was the summer movie I loved is Gladiators. I thought that was such an amazing movie, but that wasn't, I don't know, I was 10 then? Let's just say that.
During Gladiators?
I'm just kidding. No, it was. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 2000.
We'll believe that.
10.
If you want us to.
I was a little older than 10.
It was about 2000, yes.
Whatever you want, Jude, we're there. We are there for you, okay?
Right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Was that a summer blockbuster? I forget when that came out.
I forget
if it was a summer thing, but it could have been. But, Russell Crowe. Are you not entertained?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we just have a couple minutes, but I wanted to ask you, because we were talking earlier, you were going to tell us a little story about a California film festival that had a very special screening.
Yes.
Can you take a minute and talk about that?
Yeah, if I had had the chance, I guess I would have gone for the money. It was a film festival that had a very special screening, and they charged $1,000 a ticket. And the screening was Citizen Kane, but the special part was Citizen Kane, as you know, was based on the life of William Randolph Hearst, and William Randolph was not too pleased when the movie came out in about 1941. The screening for this picture would be held in San Simeon, which is Hearst's, big castle.
The castle, Hearst Castle.
On the coastline. It was the version of Xanadu. So you go to see Citizen Kane in Hearst's own mansion. And the movie was going to be introduced by Ben Mankiewicz, who is a personality from Turner Classic Movies. But he's also the grandson of Herman Mankiewicz, who co-wrote the movie with Orson Welles.
Okay.
That Mankiewicz's great, great Hollywood family. So, going to see that movie in Hearst's domicile with the grandson, and for movie buffs that would be worth $1,000. I figure, your transmission gets screwed up and you spend that much money. So for a once in a lifetime thing, I would have gone for that.
$1,000, that's a good bar bill. You know, it's not a big deal.
That's true.
$1,000 for a screening, that's a lot. Hey, Rick, stay with us for one second. We're just going to play a quick underwriter and take care of a little bit of business, and then we have a minute to close. So stay with us. We're going to yak a little bit more.
Okay.
Right back, Morning Mix. Mm-hmm.
Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We are listening to, you are listening to KPCW in Park City. Jude, you want to thank our sponsors?
Yes, I sure do. Our sponsors this morning, the Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Park City Film Studios, Park City San Francisco Designs, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And we want to thank Rob Harmon, our musical guest, Jason Dyer, and Alex Meachin for Olympic Day, Rick Bruff, the one and only summer blockbusters and $1,000 tickets, and all sorts of stuff. Rick, I would spend $1,000 to go see Mary Martin as Peter Pan from the 1954 Broadway with Cyril Richard as Captain Hook and Sandra Dee as Tiger Lily. That's what I would do.
That'd be your fantasy ticket.
That would be it. Hey, listen, thanks everybody for joining us. We'll be back next Friday.